Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take it to the bank. I think that he's a player who's been kind of tiptoeing around this MVP trophy for a while now and probably deserves it at some point. And this season, the narrative for him is we got rid of your receivers. Mm-hmm. And now you're here all alone. Yeah. What are you going to do in this situation? He's going to put up big numbers. He's going to have highlight plays in primetime games. Josh Allen, I think, is probably the front runner.
You know, I guess we never really thought about it. Stephon Diggs was so selfish, he kept Allen from winning the MVP. How dare he? No, I'm kidding. It's true, though. The narrative for Allen is a good one early. And he does have primetime games early. He could have this... I mean, I'm not saying he could have an MVP locked up in 5 weeks, but they play a lot of primetime games early, and then it's 2 months until the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Bills, Dolphins, let's go. Tomorrow. Hey, by the way, I was thinking about this today, of course. It is September 11th, and you guys are both really young, right? Like, what are you four?
Yeah, Josh, five? Do you even remember
it? Are you six? How old are you, Joe, when it happens?
I'm six.
Six?
I'm in first grade.
I'm three.
So you don't.
I vaguely remember looking at the TV at night, like after everything happened, and I just remember seeing the picture with the smoke and everything, but that's all I remember.
So you're first grade.
I'm in first grade, and again, like vague memories, but I would... slightly remember two things. One, school being on lockdown and not really understanding why it was on lockdown. And two, not being six and not having a concept for how far away places were, looking out the window wondering why I couldn't see the smoke.
Yeah.
So I'm a first grader when that happened. So hardly remember it.
23 years ago?
Yeah.
23.
You're not on the air here, right?
Yeah.
You're on the air here?
I'm working.
That's happening during the show.
So right? September 11, 2001, I'm not on the morning show. I'm part-time doing stuff.
Yeah.
And the Bills had, Tom Donahoe was the GM at the time, and the Bills would have had some sort of media thing that I was going to go cover.
Okay.
And I was driving from my apartment here into the studio to grab recording equipment, like a microphone and a whatever the heck equipment would have been used 23 years ago. To take it
out. A tape recorder.
It wasn't quite that. I think it was a DAT, which is a different kind of tape.
Okay.
We used to have DAT machines up here. Anyway, it's like a radio technology and a professional news technology. It wasn't exactly like everybody had DAT machines. People that have worked here will instantly know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I was on my way in here, and you know, of course, like the events of that morning happen over the course of half hour, 40 minutes, an hour,
right.
And it's a changing event. So on my way in is the first plane. Like, oh, all right, it's on the radio. It's a big news. Listening to BEN. I might have been listening to Howard Stern when that happened.
Yeah.
I'm just driving in, you know. And then I get in here watching on the television as the Today Show has live coverage. And, you know, I grab the gear, kind of getting ready. And then I'm here when the second one hits. And then it becomes pretty clear, like, I am not going to go cover the Bills today. Like, this is not going to happen. I think they scrapped that news conference. And, yeah, it turned into, of course, what it turned into. Wherever you were, it's you remember where you were kind of moment. You being in first grade, I was in first grade for the Challenger explosion.
Oh, okay. Are you watching it?
Maybe.
Are they like wheel a TV in?
I don't remember very clearly.
Okay.
But that's that timeline for me. First or second grade for that.
Okay. I don't remember if we would have put it on the news either. Again, very, very vague. I will watch, because I don't know what it was like to experience it, really. So there is a, you know, every year, September 11th, I heard Amy Lawrence talking about this on the way in, that she does the same thing where she'll like watch a 9/11 documentary like every year on the day, just like to not forget. I will watch that, but there is a full, you can find it on YouTube. It's like the As It Happened series or something on YouTube. You can just find the news coverage, like a 4-hour video.
Yeah.
Just all the way through. From when they went live in New York City all the way through to even well after the towers eventually collapsed. You also, I think, on that channel can find, like, you can find the whole Howard Stern show that I have listened to and watched from that day too. Just you can experience it in real time watching it back.
Yeah.
And it's terrific. It's just like
the NFL moved games.
Yeah.
They moved all the games a full week.
Yep.
And I remember, I guess what they would have done, thinking back, the games from that week were maybe made up at the end of the regular season, because you didn't just slide all this, the whole schedule. It was skip week two or whatever. And
we'll play week two and week.
Yeah.
We'll create a week. Then it would have been, what, 18?
And they pushed the Super Bowl. So that's the year that the Super Bowl is in New Orleans. That's Patriots over Rams.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny how, like, a lot of you can do this. If you're listening and you care about sports as much as we do, you contextualize your entire life about, like, oh, that was the year that so-and-so. But that's the year the Patriots beat the Rams. The Patriots come out and they get introduced. I hope I have this right, because sometimes we all, you know, we mix our memories. But the Patriots get introduced as a team in New Orleans. The halftime show is U2, if you want to look up these details. And they run the names of the victims that died on 9/11 in this big tribute to them at the Superdome. Anyway, the reason I remember that part of it is the Super Bowl getting moved a week. This whole thing had to come together pretty quickly. It's a Tuesday, so they canceled and they moved. And how? What was the Super Bowl going to move? Because there was supposed to be a car show in New Orleans the week after when the Super Bowl was scheduled. So then it became, well, we're gonna go ahead and move the car show so we can have the Super Bowl, which now has to be pushed back a week because the entire NFL calendar is getting pushed back a week. So anyway, 23 years.
Yeah. Does it feel like 23 years?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm going to New York for this Jets game in October. I don't know how much we're going into the city, though.
Have you been to the Memorial?
I really
Memorial?
Haven't done New York, and I haven't really done... No, I have not been to the Memorial.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So that is, you know, do you see the pictures of it? Like, even from this morning, just... I don't think... You can kind of tell from pictures just how massive the Memorial is. Like, I think standing there would... That's one of those things you just have to stand there.
Yeah.
And it'll hit a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway... 23 years ago today, 9/11.
The Sabres played the Rangers in the first game. The Rangers had their first game after that,
yes.
Right? Because the Sabres are wearing
jerseys that say New York.
It's the New York in diagonal.
You might be right. The first game. I don't remember if it was the first game, but the Sabres had their black and red and white color scheme and the white jersey, and it said New York across it.
Yes. Yeah. Because those jerseys, like, you'll see them up for auction once in a while, like Sabre jerseys from that game, or you'll see cards from it. The Sabres did, in 2020, they did like a, oh no, it's the game in full. You can find it on the Sabres channel. It's the first game after 9/11, Sabres and Rangers.
Mets fans and Yankee fans will remember their first moments when we have a first pitch at Yankee Stadium from the president. Maybe they're in the playoffs. Did we have a Mike Piazza home run or some big... home run after,
okay,
like soon after. Yeah, they
did,
wore the
did George, is that the one George Bush threw the first pitch?
I think that's the playoffs.
And Okay.
Yeah.
Third right down the middle.
Yeah. Then there's the Yankees and the Mets were wearing the NYPD FDNY hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to remember those that were lost on 9/11 and the days after. So, yeah.
I'd like to know. I'm watching some of the, like, the pregame introduction from that first Rangers game. I'd like to know who thought of the idea, like, hey, let's have the Sabres, did they offer? Did the Rangers ask them? Was it an NHL idea? Like, hey, let's put the Sabres in a New York jersey, too, for that game.
Would they have done it for any team?
Maybe. That's why I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, they might have.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here. For New Yorkers, Buffalo is probably no different than Detroit.
Right.
It's
right.
Not the city.
Sure.
Even though it's in New York State.
Right.
Would they have done it if it was Carolina?
Yeah, they might have. Just whoever's playing. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I'm trying to think if that's like the number one. It probably is. Like, remember, I mean, I'm sitting here telling you, remember, over the course of the hour, 2 hours, where I was for different parts of it. So that's a remember where you were five different times during an hour. The Challenger, again, I was young. Like, I remember it happening, and I remember being in school, but I don't remember as closely. That would have been one where in elementary schools, there was an elementary school teacher on the Challenger. So it kind of became a thing where, you know, schools were maybe more likely to watch it because of that. Maybe, maybe not. Have you seen, there's a big, long documentary. I mean, you know, a lot of these documentaries are interesting and captivating. There's one on the Challenger on Netflix that is really, really
incredible.
Which features Ralphie from A Christmas Story. He's all over this thing. Like, he's a Challenger historian.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't even think, did I know during that documentary that he was from that? I was looking at the timeline of events. I guess it was 2 hours. Yeah. It was about 2 hours from when the first plane hit to when the second tower collapsed in New York. So it was, yeah, it doesn't feel like it would have happened that quickly, but within 2 hours.
Yeah. And that's 2 hours of round-the-clock news coverage throughout.
And just, look, right, because watching that news coverage back, it's like, right, like, what else are you left to do? Like, you're just staring at the pictures and then, like, is this, you know, not them, the newscasters not really knowing what to even guess at what it was right away. Like, it doesn't really even hit a lot of them until maybe the second one that, like, oh, wait a minute.
And then, of course, like, the video, once the videos start to come out where you see the side, because initially, I think the first hit, and it was a small plane.
It
wasn't exactly like everyone was looking up for it.
Right. And then, like, again, like, this is from me just watching back. The one, maybe it was CNN, one of the news feeds, like, the anchor, again, it's like, just, you don't, your mind doesn't compute this way. He doesn't even know the second plane hits live, like, while they're on, and he thinks he's seeing a replay of the first one. Because, like, just, you wouldn't even consider that, okay, no, this is, like, a full-fledged attack on America now.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't even click right away until he's told by someone after the fact, like, no, that was live. We didn't replay anything.
And then the other thing, just one more random thing to think about, is the grounding of all air traffic, which happens pretty quickly. And I mentioned I was here in the studio or in the control room. I can be standing right there. I'm thinking of, like, the TV was in the corner now, or it's on the wall.
Yeah.
And driving home, like, okay, I'm not covering this Bills event. You know, if you live here and you drive the 90, you're going to see a plane every, what, minute? It flies and takeoffs and landings right over the 90. And I think I lived in Cheektowaga at the time, where if you live in Cheektowaga, what do you hear?
Airplanes.
You hear airplanes all the time. And for there to be no airplanes for, I don't know how long it would have been, 24 hours? Yeah. 803-0550, Chad in Otisville. Hey, Chad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Talking about 9-11. 9-11 was certainly, as they say, a day that will live in infamy without question. And it reached all over America. My brother, Larry Lakeman, was Troop A up in Western New York. I'm from Western New York originally. Now I live in Otisville, New York, which is only 60 miles northwest of Manhattan. And I was teaching high school at the time. We actually lost people in our village. But my brother volunteered to go to 9/11, was there for over 2 weeks, and 6 years later died of pancreatic cancer. This guy was the captain of the New York State Police hockey team. He's in fantastic shape. We kind of knew something was up, and this past May, finally got his just deserved. He was honored at Washington, D.C., on the steps of the Capitol, also with New York at the Capitol in Albany as well. And, yeah, a lot of people, more people have been died as a result of what they breathed in down there than actually died on that day. And so, you know, you got to recognize everybody.
Yep.
And it did reach all the way across the United States to everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Chad, for this. I know Jon Stewart of The Daily Show has long been one person that's been at the forefront of trying to get healthcare costs covered for people that didn't die that day, but because of all of things that they were subjected to, right? Like the air, the debris in the air, what they breathed in. Took a long time to get that pushed through the way that it should have. People, first responders in New York. And that's some of the, you know, you've got your videos of the actual, the day, the planes. Then you've got your videos of like the hours afterwards in New York where it's just, it looks like a volcano has exploded and there's ash and there's debris and there's dust everywhere. That's like, you know, the apocalyptic kind of cityscape that looks like it's out of a movie. So anyway, wanted to bring it up. You know, it's a day that everybody that was alive and is old enough to remember it, remembers it. So wanted to make sure that we spend some time remembering it. And I you know, I also thought about with you two being much younger, as these days get further and further away, there becomes more of an oral history. Like, I'll have to tell someone about it, you know?
It'll be something that, kids aren't just going to learn about in history class.
Right, like, what was it like that day? Oh, well, here's what happened. Right. I was there for that. If you were alive during the, I don't know, the Kennedy assassination, you have to tell people. Eventually, the people that were there aren't around for it anymore. So, onward. 803-0550 if you do want to share a thought, and 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Dolphins, it'll be tomorrow night from Miami. Thursday night game, three straight primetime games. You know, this Bills-Cardinals game, a little bit under the radar, probably. And now Josh Allen gets his opportunity to not quite lock down the MVP. You can't quite do that in a month.
He was, John Ewing from BetMGM had this, that he went from plus 850 in week one to plus 550 in MVP odds. And that's the biggest jump in MVP odds after week one for any player, which not a surprise, right? That he would have had the biggest jump. It is him and Mahomes at the top, and then it's a drop off, and then everybody else.
Yeah.
So the storyline lines up for him. The only, really, isn't the biggest thing in the way of Allen winning MVP is the Bills achieving enough team success for him to do it?
I don't know about that. There might be a year, and I'm going to make a case for somebody else here that's not quite, I'm half serious when I say this. What if the Packers go 1-3 while Jordan Love is out, and then they go like 10-1 when he comes back? Would we get an MVP year where, well, when he played, they won, and when he didn't, they didn't? So he has to be the MVP. There have been years past where you make a joke, hey, Peyton Manning missed the season, and they went 3-13. Give him the MVP.
Right.
He didn't play,
right?
But give him the MVP. So if you're looking for who's going to beat him and how are they going to do it, there are a couple ways to do it. One, Mahomes throws 48 touchdowns in the one seed. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. That's how
a crazy statistical season and the one seed usually gets the MVP. 42 touchdowns on the one seed beats Allen carrying the Bills to the three.
That's how Allen did not win MVP in 2020. His best statistical season.
Mahomes threw 50?
No, Rodgers threw 48.
There you go.
48 touchdowns and 5 picks in a 13-3 season. That's how Allen didn't win, was another guy in the league put up on an insane number of touchdowns. So, and had the team success to go along with it. So it does feel like then it's Allen versus Mahomes, doesn't it? Because who's putting up? I mean, I guess Stroud could, right?
Prescott could. Big enough year for Dallas and Prescott could.
Here we go again. All's right in the world. It's Allen versus Mahomes for MVP. Like, again, there could be a third guy that kind of jumps in there. Maybe Love. If Love did miss three games, they lost them all. And he played 14 of 17 games. And they win their division somehow doing that. Like, that might be enough. If you add that extra element into it, along with him putting up the numbers.
Okay. I've got a Let's Get Stupid. A very fast Let's Get Stupid.
Oh, wait. I think I already kind of know where you might be going.
If you do, I'll be impressed. You ready? Let's Get Stupid.
Sit out Josh Allen so he can come back and then win the MVP?
How do I want to phrase this as a complete Let's Get Stupid? Josh Allen finishes in second in the MVP voting. He loses to Gregory Rousseau. Rousseau sets an all-time record with 47 sacks in a season.
What?
Bills fans are furious. What are you doing?
Right.
We want him to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Sit Rousseau.
Yeah, week,
too many sacks.
Week 10, we're like debating, should the Bills sit Rousseau so that he doesn't get in the way of Allen's MVP?
There is a point that, you know, with the case that Allen makes, you don't want James Cook to have 2,000 yards from scrimmage. You don't want Keon Coleman to catch 15 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody to eat.
I'm not sure if the guy is new to it, though, I'm not sure it'll matter.
Well,
if Curtis Samuel went for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns, what's going to be said? Like, not, oh, well, Allen had all that help with Curtis Samuel. It's going to be, look how good Allen made Curtis Samuel. And wouldn't everybody get that treatment? Look how good Allen made Khalil Shakir. Look how good Allen made Kincaid, even. Versus, you know, when Diggs was here, it was a little different because Diggs was great. Diggs had iconic moments in Minnesota, right? So, you know, I'm not sure it would matter if another guy had like a monster breakout.
Well, the reason
I think Allen might get credit for the breakout.
That's right. The reason I brought up Rousseau kind of as a joke there is there any defensive player that could do it?
No.
It's so rare. It's almost impossible to conceive of the voters voting for a defensive player like TJ Watt. Could he? No.
No. The day they didn't give JJ Watt MVP with 20 and a half sacks and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
That happened.
Yeah.
20 and a half sacks, 5 touchdowns, and he finished second in MVP voting. They'll never give it to a defensive player.
Who got it?
That year? Let's see. By the way, one of those touchdowns maybe was the EJ one. He had 4 touchdowns on offense that year, JJ Watt. Rodgers. Rodgers with 4,300 yards, 38 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's great. It's great, right?
Yeah.
Look at this year. It went Rodgers, J.J. Watt, DeMarco Murray as the MVP voting. Will they ever give it to a non-quarterback again?
What about J.K. Dobbins? He had a big week one.
Did you see Dobbins on those runs, though? He had a big week one. He had like 10 carries for 120 yards. Any other running back in the league would have scored on those touchdowns.
Really?
He was in open field. All he had was the end zone ahead of him. And you almost could see it. He looked like he could only run with one leg.
Really?
Like it's almost like he was hopping his way, and he got caught from behind on both. But he's coming off like 2 torn Achilles, so right. It's understandable.
803-0550. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Jeremy and Joe on W.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
UGR.
Yeah, Poe, that's my guy, man. That's my golf buddy. As soon as I got here, we had an instant connection. And like I said, that's my golf buddy. We played a lot of golf together. I rode in that cart beside him a lot of times. He was always a driver, but I rode in that cart with him a lot of the times. And, you know, I got to know him and his family, spent time with him this offseason. So that's going to be my brother. You know, and life is so much bigger than football. But we do have a game Thursday versus the Miami Dolphins and Jordan Poirier. So it'll be a little bit weird seeing him over there, but it's football at the end of the day, and, you know, when the lights come on and helmets come on, you know, we're just trying to win the game, and I'm sure he's trying to do the same, too.
Bills, Dolphins, tomorrow night. Don't forget, Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, the mic'd up at, which game would it have been? I don't know if it was the first game or the second game last year, or maybe even the year before. I'm sorry if I don't remember which game. On shaking hands with Sean McDermott once, he said, "I respect the bleep out of you."
Mm-hmm.
With the four-letter word being one that I can't even, you mm-hmm. know, respect the bleep out of you. Though a win for McDaniel over McDermott would mean a lot. He doesn't have one yet.
Yeah. No.
He's 0 for 5.
He's not the coach in week, I think his first game against the Bills, right?
Okay, Dorsey. Yeah,
the,
Dorsey.
The 100-degree game.
Okay, that's him. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay.
That's like his third. I think it's is that week two, week three. It's early.
Okay, 1-4 overall. Then
yeah, with a four
straight losses.
With four straight losses, Allen. The Bills tweeted this out. Allen, 5 AFC Player of the Week awards when playing the Dolphins. After playing the Dolphins,
and he's about to win it this past week.
Oh, wait, does that come out today?
Yep.
Okay, today we're gonna get that. 41 touchdowns, 36 passing, 5 rushing, 13 turnovers. Has thrown 2+ touchdowns in all 13 games. That is the longest streak by a quarterback against a single opponent in NFL history.
Let's guess all the players of the week.
Brady didn't throw 2 touchdown games against the Bills in a row. That surprises me that he would have that record, I guess.
AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Josh. AFC Defensive Player of the Week, I mean, it could be Rousseau.
Back, yeah.
Could.
2 in 1 week.
Good. Who else is up for AFC?
Special teams player of the week,
DJ Dallas. And NFC, it's DJ Dallas.
Yeah.
Brett Coleman tweeted out a highlight a bit ago about the Titans and the Bears, and you might have heard this about the kickoff, that it's like a big run play, and he pulled a highlight of the Titans, I think it was the Titans, running a trap, like you would run your offensive lineman where, you know, sometimes on a run play, you'll let one guy through, and then some other guy pulls and smashes that, and that the Titans, or the Bears, I forget which one it was, that they did that. Basically, that they're running, or how long until we run counter and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the terminology for run plays, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep. They averaged, the Dolphins, by the way, in week one, 3.1 yards per carry. They did not run the ball particularly well against the Jaguars. The Dolphins, by the way, have you seen any power rankings floating around there in the last 24 hours, 36 hours? I've seen probably three or four, and there are a couple that have the Dolphins above the Bills. Cowherd, I think, was one of them, and he had the Dolphins above the Bills. What did AFC reverse power rankings bring yesterday? Probably the Bills above the Dolphins, I would assume, or the other way around. I feel like it's just, is it quite the same? It's actually, maybe this is a bad comparable, because I've compared this to, hey, the Chiefs, the Bills are like the Dolphins' Chiefs. The Bills, like the Chiefs, live rent-free. Like, it's, you can't get over the boogeyman. And the Dolphins probably feel that way about the Bills, but the difference would be when the Bills play the Chiefs in the regular season, it almost feels like it's watered down now, because if they win it, it's going to be, oh, we'll do it in the playoffs, because they've already beaten the Chiefs in the regular season. Versus the Dolphins, I think it is about the regular season, right? It is about beating the Bills in the regular season, because you're just trying to be ahead of them in the division. So this game tomorrow for them, like, every time they play the Bills, it is, I think it's more closer to maybe like the Chiefs playoff games for the Bills. Because that, those games, you're not going to win the AFC East if you're getting swept by the Bills every year. It's never going to happen.
803-0550. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy and Joe, you guys, when you were talking about tomorrow, 9/11, you brought me back. I had to let you guys know that, you know, at the time I was 36 years old, and it's just funny to hear Joe saying he was in first grade. He really didn't know what the heck was going on, but I was letting Josh know that at the time I was airline reservationist for Virgin Atlantic Airways when this happened, and I got called in early that day, and it was just, people were so inconsiderate when they were calling, you have to get me back to England because it's an international flight flying from U.S. hubs to London Heathrow. And the day just seemed to have stopped that day. And being here in Connecticut, we could actually see the smoke. There was people coming in from New York City to train stations like here in Fairfield that were all covered in soot and debris. And you guys just seemed to have brought me back to that day. It was just so inconsiderate. One guy, you know, he was screaming and yelling at me on the phone. The FAA shut down the airspace, and the only aircraft that were flying that day was military. But it was just a real eerie day that day, you know, and you guys just brought me back. I can remember it like it was just yesterday. That was not fun. And the Challenger, I mean, I watched it as it happened, and it's weird to just live through some of these things. And then, you know, the younger generation not being able to experience, like, you have to watch, like, there's a show, a documentary on Netflix, it's called Turning Point, 9/11, and you guys brought me back, though, to be Howard. I like the 12-5. I'll change the subject. 12-5, I like it. I like the 12-5. And I have no concerns going into tomorrow night. I think we're going to handle our own against Miami. You guys are always a pleasure to listen to, but yeah, Virgin Atlantic Airways. Mm-hmm. That was a time in my life that I did not really enjoy because it was just people were so inconsiderate. Inconsiderate. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
12-5 from Howard.
That's right.
That would be the division, I think, the way it looks right now, especially, I mean, he had two Dolphins wins on there. You beat the Dolphins twice, you win 12 games, they're winning the division. It's more closer to are they the one seed than if they're the division.
Well, let's do a little exercise. Howard picked 12-5. You have the picks in front of you?
Yes.
If the Dolphins are to win tomorrow,
okay,
what's the record of the two teams the next time they meet? Howard has them at what?
He has them
going in.
You want me to flip his Dolphins win to a loss?
I want, yeah.
Okay.
If the Bills lose to Miami,
okay,
and he keeps the rest the same, what's the Bills' record going into the second Miami game?
They would be 4-4.
4-4.
4-4.
Now let's do what the Dolphins' schedule looks like and what their record would be if the Dolphins win.
Okay.
Seattle.
Win. For Miami.
Tennessee.
Win.
Revenge game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patriots.
Win.
Colts.
I don't know. The Colts are so weird. Win.
Cardinals.
Win.
You have them at 8-0?
8-0.
3, 4, 5, 6,
is that enough
7.
Games?
7-0.
Okay.
They'd be 7-0. You know the funniest part of this? Hold on. The funniest part of this would be, in that world, the Dolphins are 4-4. I'm sorry, the Bills are 4-4.
Yeah, they're
and the Dolphins are 7-0. And FanDuel Sportsbook has the Bills at like +110 to win the division.
Like a slight underdog.
Yeah, very slight under. When we're sitting here saying like, hey, listen, you win this game, you're 2.5 back.
And we're just going to be the whole week going, guys, they made up 3 games last year and they had less time.
It'd be so.
You could do it again.
Imagine being a Dolphin fan. You'd want to smash your face into your radio.
Wouldn't you?
Like, get out of here. We're 7-0.
If you're a Dolphins fan, wouldn't you still be nervous?
Yeah.
You're 7-0. They're 4-4, and you're going to play. You're still probably nervous about winning the division, I would think.
Yeah.
Does their schedule get harder at the end? I know the Jets' schedule is easy, like almost the entire way.
So after the Bills' second game, they play the
they have a tough stretch, right?
Rams.
Okay. Yeah.
Raiders?
No.
Patriots?
No.
Packers?
By then.
Jets, Texans, Niners,
okay.
Browns, Jets.
All right, there we go. Oh, setting up. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to have a 3-game lead again, and they're just going to fall apart at the end when they play all the good teams.
Listen, the number one.
You're going to hear the same thing, by the way. When they are 7-0, it's going to be, but who have they beaten?
True.
Unless they've beaten one of those of the Bills, I guess. If they're 6-1, that's going to be. That'll be take time that week is if the Dolphins are 7-1 and their only losses to the Bills going into their second meeting. And that's very possible.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550. I teased something yesterday that I forgot to get to. My apologies.
Is this the Colorado thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Coach Prime, Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. Now, they draw eyeballs. They're interesting. Last year, they got a couple of wins, put them on the map. They didn't really do much after that. They got hammered by Nebraska. But of all the things that are going on there, you know, they start fights with reporters. He bans some from covering the team. There's lots that's, less than perfect, to put it nicely. And then there's this little note that I saw over the weekend that I did not know to be true. Did not know this, and maybe you didn't either. So, the fight song, Colorado, when they play a game at home, and they score a touchdown, it depends who scores it. This was from DenverSports.com, written by who wrote Jake Shapiro, Denver Sports 104.3 The Fan. If Deion's son scores the touchdown, they are not allowed to play the fight song. The band cannot play the fight song. If Shedeur Sanders scores, they tell them to not play the fight song, but they play on the loudspeaker. It's like his own goal song.
Mm-hmm.
He has a song called, his son, Shedeur Sanders, has a song called Perfect Timing, and they play his song, 4 touchdowns. instead of the Colorado fight song.
Is that not the stupidest thing of all time?
I mean, it's pretty wild.
Really? His own... We're not playing the Colorado fight song? Isn't that just the epitome, too, of what this whole thing has become, which is it's all a sideshow?
Well, they're playing it after the PAT instead of after the fights, after the touchdown.
Okay.
They're not playing... I guess they play a song called Glory when they score touchdowns, and they're not playing that anymore. They're flipping to his son's song when he scores.
He also, did you see he left the sidelines like 3 minutes early in the last game? Like, his team was still playing. They were down 28-10, and he left the field. He just walked to the locker room with like 3 minutes to play. I'm so out on Colorado now. Enough. Enough of Deion, enough of the Sanders. Like, okay, his son's going to be an NFL quarterback probably, and Travis Hunter's going to be amazing. Cool. They've lost 9 of 11 games. Like, yeah. Enough. Enough of the constant attention being paid to Colorado. They've lost 9 of 11 games. If they were good, it would be one thing. I'd be into it. But they're terrible. They're terrible. That game wasn't even... That game against Nebraska... Nebraska's not ranked. What was the score at halftime? Like 26-3?
Yeah, they got smoked.
I'm out. I'm totally out in Colorado.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, you can do so. The Extra Point Show, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, coming up next. We've got Extendo Sports before we go. And, yeah, I'll find something cool. I have something. I know I do. What is it? It is... Which teams want Belichick in 2025?
Oh.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. Wrapping things up for Extendo Sports.
Wednesday. No, nothing tonight, right?
No.
Just baseball. Bill Belichick odds? Or Bill Belichick landing spots?
Yes. Who would want Belichick? Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, saying, well, and I don't necessarily subscribe to this. Well, if the Cowboys wanted him, they could have had him last year. Well, we'll just wait a year. Same with the Eagles. Here's a good answer. The Giants.
Yep. The owner likes them or knows them and they're friends.
I think Brian Daboll could be a good coach. Daniel Jones is not helping the situation there, of course. But if they wanted to make a change, he coached for them. He won a Super Bowl with that franchise as a defensive coordinator, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants are a good answer here.
The Jets.
The Jets?
I think he hates the Jets, though. Still.
Doesn't everybody? Don't Jets fans hate the Jets?
Yeah. Yes. Jets fans hate the Jets. Who else is on the verge of making a move? What about... I think Cleveland is going to move on from the coach.
Going back to Belichick would be wild.
Cleveland?
Yes.
I don't think... Well, okay. Wait a minute. No, I know exactly what's going to happen. They're not... If they can't get out of the Watson contract... Which, unless something legal happens here, they're not going to be able to. They're going to know they're stuck. And they're going to say to themselves, we're tied to this for 3 years. We have to try to make it work. We have to exhaust all options to try to make it work. So, Kevin Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, they could think he's a great coach all they want. We got to try to get something out of Watson. So, we have to move on from the coach because we can't move on from the quarterback. So, they're going to hire Bill Belichick and make Bill O'Brien the offensive coordinator.
Because he worked with Watson.
Because he worked with Watson effectively in Houston. Because they're going to say that's their last move. We have to try to make the quarterback work because we're giving him $200 million in the next 3 years.
Unless they don't have to give that to him.
That's where, like, I think they should play Winston today. I don't think the owners would let them play Winston because they're tied to Watson for so long.
Enjoy the sunshine today. High of 79, high in mid-80s for the rest of the week, basically. Lots of beautiful weather. We're back tomorrow. It's a game day. Bills game day. That's right. Bills and Dolphins tomorrow night. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Thanks for listening. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.